You're listening to SBS News.
In yet another attempt to contain Europe's worst coronavirus outbreak, Italians have been banned from travelling within the country unless urgent business or health reasons force them to move to another town or region. The first case of community transmission of the virus emerged in Italy's wealthy north a month ago, before slowly advancing southwards. More than 59,000 Italians have now tested positive to COVID-19, and more than 5,400 have died. It follows an announcement from Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte over the weekend that he would freeze all non-essential business activity after previous measures failed to limit the spread of the virus. In Spain, the government is seeking to extend its state of emergency until the 11th of April. The extension needs parliamentary approval, but that's guaranteed after the main opposition, the Conservative People's Party, said it would support it. More than 1,700 people have died from COVID-19 in Spain, and at least 28,500 have contracted the virus. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has warned the Spanish people difficult days are coming, and says the military will play a larger role in the country's response to the pandemic.
Las Fuerzas Armadas van a ampliar significativamente sus actuaciones en tres ámbitos.
The armed forces are going to significantly increase their actions. If it is deemed necessary, they are going to, by air and land, assist in the transportation of ill patients from saturated hospitals to nearby hospitals with more resources.
In neighbouring France, a doctor has become the first member of the French medical profession to die from the virus. The doctor was an emergency specialist at a university hospital north of Paris, where several other staff have tested positive to COVID-19. It comes as the recorded coronavirus death toll in France rises to 674, while the number of confirmed cases increases to more than 16,000. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Angela Merkel has gone into quarantine after being told her doctor has been diagnosed with COVID-19. Ms. Merkel's spokesman says the 65-year-old received a precautionary vaccine on Friday against pneumococcal infection and was informed about the doctor's positive test shortly after holding a news conference on Sunday announcing new measures to curb the spread of the virus. Ms. Merkel says no one will be allowed to form groups of more than two in public unless they live in the same household or the gathering is work-related. She says restaurants can only offer takeaway services and hairdressers and beauty, massage and tattoo parlours must close, with the expanded measures to remain in place for at least the next fortnight.
I'm very moved that so many people are obeying the rules. That's how we show we care for older people and the sick, for whom the virus is the most dangerous. In short, that's how we save lives.
In Britain, the country's public health service will contact 1.5 million people particularly vulnerable to COVID-19 in England to urge them to stay at home for at least 12 weeks. The government says it will send a letter or text message to those most at risk, including people with severe respiratory conditions, certain cancers and organ transplants, strongly urging them not to leave the house. It comes after many people ignored official advice on social distancing over the weekend, congregating less than 2 metres apart in parks and at food markets. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says if the government's advice isn't followed, tougher measures will have to be implemented.
I want, of course I do, people to be able to go to the parks and open spaces and to enjoy themselves. It's crucial for health, for mental and physical well-being. But please follow the advice and don't think that fresh air in itself automatically provides some immunity. You have to stay 2 metres apart. You have to follow the social distancing advice. And even if you think that you are personally invulnerable, there are plenty of people that you can infect.
Meanwhile, Greece has become the latest European country to impose a lockdown after its recorded cases of COVID-19 jumped to 624 with 15 deaths. Only those going to or from work, shopping for food or medicine, or visiting a doctor will be allowed on the streets. Individual exercise will also be allowed. In Croatia, the struggle to contain the coronavirus outbreak has been further complicated after a large earthquake struck near the capital Zagreb, leaving a teenager critically injured. So far, Croatia has reported 206 cases of the virus and one death. Prime Minister Andrej Plenković has urged Croatians to remain outside and away from damaged buildings, whilst also keeping their distance from each other to reduce the spread of the virus.
At this moment, we will centralise all the activities, civil protection unit and the government itself. They will manage this crisis parallel with managing the coronavirus crisis. We appeal to all citizens to follow the institutions.
In the Middle East, Dubai-based carrier Emirates has followed other major airlines by dramatically reducing its passenger flight destinations by more than 100 to just 13, including the United States, the United Kingdom, Japan, Australia, and Canada. The move came just hours after the state-owned airline announced a suspension of all passenger flights, a decision it reversed following requests from governments and customers to support the repatriation of travellers. In the US, coronavirus cases have increased to more than 30,000, with 390 reported deaths. New York is the hardest hit state. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has urged the US government to help the state's authorities obtain desperately needed medical supplies.
We're then scrambling to buy all these masks. I have companies that are manufacturing masks for us. We're buying sewing machines to make masks, but this is not the way it should be done.
Closer to home, New Zealand's rise in coronavirus cases has continued, with the overall number of confirmed infections almost doubling from 66 to 102. Officials are treating at least two of the COVID-19 cases as community transmissions. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says all non-essential businesses in New Zealand must now close.
All bars, restaurants, cafes, cinemas, pools, museums, libraries, playgrounds, any other place where the public congregate must close their face-to-face function. All indoor and outdoor events cannot proceed. In short, we are all now preparing as a nation to go into self-isolation, in the same way that we have seen many other countries do.
While the number of cases of COVID-19 in China has dropped dramatically since the pandemic began, there are fears in Asia of cases being imported from other countries. Thailand has reported its highest daily rise in cases, taking its total to nearly 600, while Hong Kong, Singapore and Malaysia have also reported a jump in infections, after earlier seeming to get their outbreaks under control. Amy Hall, SBS News.